What about in the bottom?
They're good eating.
Yeah, they're good eating.
Sure are.
What about a thing that lives in the bottom of a stream or something that's got pinchers and runs backwards? Some people call them crawfish or crawdad.
Yeah, crawfish.
Okay.
I was always straight.
What about at night, if you were sitting out on the porch and had the light on and didn't have a screened-in porch, what would get around the light?
Bugs.
Okay, and some of them would have big wings almost like a butterfly, and you'd call them what? Do you ever call them just moth or a camelfly?
Camelflies, I reckon, what you'd call them. That's what I always call them.
What is it that gets into your clothes and eats holes in them?
That's moth.
Yeah. What kind of bug is it that lights up when it flies around?
Oh, that's what they call a lightning bug.
Okay. And there's a big old bug with a long, narrow body and transparent wings that you could see through. Mm-hmm. It'd stay around water. What did you call him?
I've heard
them
called, but I
You call them a snake doctor? Or?
Yeah, I believe that's what they call them, snake doctors.
And the thing that bites you sometimes and makes a little place that itches?
That's this mosquito.
Okay. And if you go out working in the field or something in the grass, you get another little bug so small you can't see him will get on and make you itch. What's that called?
I don't know.
Some people call them chiggers, some call them red bugs.
Yeah, but you know, I haven't seen a chigger in I don't know how many years.
I think that, I don't know whether maybe they spray something on the grass now that kills them all.
It kills them all. They're just about extinct.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to go way back in the woods to find them now.
I sure would. There used to be a lot of sea ticks, you know, when we'd have to go out to the cave every morning, we'd get covered in sea ticks.
Yeah. What about an animal, an insect, I'm sorry, that has great big back legs and he's green and he hops, kind of flies and hops at the same time. Okay. And what kind of little fish is it that men might use for fish bait?
Minnows.
Okay, and what else might they use for fish bait? They might dig up
little worms.
Okay.
Red worms.
Okay. What is it that a spider weaves to catch?
A web.
Okay. Did you call it just a web, or ever hear anybody call it a cobweb?
Yeah, usually when anybody says anything about cleaning up cobwebs, that way they say cobwebs.
Yeah. Okay. What is it that a tree sends down in the ground to get water? And
roots.
Okay. People used to make all kinds of medicines out of different tree roots.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were talking about the slippery elm.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. What kind of tree is it? Maybe not much around here. I think mostly up north that they get the sap out of it and make syrup.
Yeah. Maple.
Okay.
Maple.
Do you ever have any sycamore trees around here, anything like that?
Yes, a lot of people have sycamore trees around here.
Who was it? There was somebody in the Bible that climbed the sycamore tree.
Yeah, he went up there to see the Lord.
That's right.
As he passed by, he went up in the sycamore tree. Well, what was his name?
It wasn't Zechariah, but it was something like that.
Yes, something like that. And he says, Zacchaeus,
that's right.
Zacchaeus, come down.
That's
today
right.
Today I dine at your house.
Yeah, that's right. Climbed up in a sycamore tree. You ever heard anybody call them a button ball or anything like that?
No.
Okay. What are some other trees that are very common around here?
Well, I don't. There's some people have maple trees around.
Okay, of course you got a lot of pine, I guess.
Yeah, pines and oaks and things like that.
What kind of tree do you get cherries off of?
Cherry trees. Oh boy, them's what makes good pie.
That's right.